Okay, welcome back, everybody. Getting set for the Cougars and the Spokane Chiefs right here on 94.3 The GOAT, game number one of the best of seven. And we're pleased to be joined by the captain, Hudson Thornton. And Hudson, it's got that Christmas morning type of feel, I think, around not just your group, but probably the entire league. And maybe just take me through the excitement within your group here ahead of game number one.
Yeah, I think there's tons of excitement. I know for myself personally, it was tough to sleep last night. Just a little bit of nerves, a little bit of excitement. And you walk into the rink today and everybody's kind of got some smiles on their faces and, they're ready to get to work today and obviously tonight. So it's exciting, obviously, for us and I'm sure all around the league and we're ready to get to work.
Coming into game number one, obviously, yes, it's a brand new season. But how important was it to go on that 19-game point streak to close out the season? Probably coming in fairly confident here in game number one.
Yeah, that's huge for our group. And with those 19-game points there, just came with consistency and, we built our game and our systems kind of, to a T to end off the regular season. And, we feel really good about our game and kind of feel really good about ourselves coming into this game. But, like I've said before, it's a completely new season and, it's going to have to, be a lot of execution and, a lot of details today to try and win a hockey game.
You come in as one of the top seeds in the Western Conference and obviously you're going to have pressure as being the highly touted team. But on the same token, like, it feels like you've earned that right to have that pressure here into the playoffs.
I think that's something too we've dealt with all year is, teams give us, their best games every night and feels like kind of we've always, had a target on our back and, but like you said, that's something we've earned and that's, that's something we wanted as a team. We wanted to be the, one of the best teams in the league and, we've earned that and it's been a long 3 years to kind of get to where we are today and, it was just a lot of hard work and obviously exciting spot to be, but, all that really doesn't matter anymore. It's just, one game at a time.
Playoff experience, obviously very valuable. You have it. And I was talking to Mark about this. Like, it's very organic because the playoff experience all has pretty much been with the Prince George Cougars. You're not just adding guys from playoff experience. It seems like the core of these guys now have all this playoff experience. Must be pretty nice to have that within a bunch of your group.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, obviously, we got a core group of guys here that have, the 3 years that, we've been in playoffs have all been a part of it. And I think that's important for our group. And, a lot of guys that have experience are leaders in our room and kind of push the message. And, we've been through winning a series. We've been through losing series. And, we kind of know what it takes. And, just kind of have to push the message and, relay to our group kind of what it takes. And, it should be good.
Okay, let's evaluate Spokane here a little bit. You look at the season series, obviously, I'm not sure how much you dive into it or not, but it was, 3-1 goal games, two of which went to overtime. Maybe just some initial thoughts on the opponent here in Spokane.
Yeah, no, they're a skilled group over there. They, they have a lot of depth in their team, and they have good goaltending. And obviously, they got those two big guns, Roulette and Cadden, that put up 100-plus points this year. And those will be guys to look out for this series. But like I've said before, it's kind of season series and stuff like that. That is what it is now. There's nothing to worry about. It's it's new season here, and we just have to honestly get in and get on them early and get to our details early and have to kind of dictate the pace of the series and the tone of the series tonight. And if we can consistently play our systems and our game plan, then we're going to give ourselves a chance to win every night.
How do you control the emotions here? Game number one, going to be a sold out crowd with everyone wearing the same color. Maybe just take me through how do you channel that here, especially in the first 10 minutes tonight?
Yeah, I think you just kind of try to soak it all in and warm up and get out there, get a good sweat in, and kind of see how the crowd's rolling in. And after that, we got to act professional. Once the puck drops for game time, like you said, control our emotions, kind of cancel the outside noise and just focus at the task in hand. And we have a really mature group of guys in our room, and I think that we're able to do that for sure.
Hudson, well said as always, my friend. Best luck here tonight in game number one.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.